My Ben Nevis Adventure. Member Peter Burberry, 86, recently took on the UK's highest peak with Blind Veterans UK volunteer Chris Cheeseman. An avid cyclist and hiker his whole life, member Peter Burberry, now 86, has taken on the highest peak in the UK, raising £1,189 for Blind Veterans UK. Peter travelled from his home in Brighton to Fort William alongside volunteer Chris Cheeseman to tackle the 8,500-metre climb to the summit of Ben Nevis. To his surprise, he was joined by not only Chris, but also his granddaughter, son-in-law, and fellow blind veteran, Richard Cruse, and his partner, who all met him at the foot of the mountain. The group set off at 6 a.m. in high spirits, in near-perfect weather conditions. Peter says, "I'd previously climbed Snowdon and Scaffold Pike, but that was a while ago. Ben Nevis was the last of the three peaks left for me to conquer. I decided I had to do it. It was fantastic having everyone there with me. They all motivated me and helped me along the way. Sadly, the rocky staircases, relentless gullies, and the odd stray rock created an environment that was exceptionally challenging. This meant that after 5.5 hours, the group made the difficult decision to stop." Peter said, "At first I was disappointed that we couldn't make it to the top, but it would have taken another couple of hours, and that meant it would be getting dark on the way back down. It was definitely harder than I expected. I knew there would be rocks in the way, but not the number that there were. However, I'm very pleased with what I've achieved. A lot of other people passed as we staggered up the mountain and gave me lots of encouragement and congratulated me on how I was doing." After his national service in the Army's Royal Sussex Regiment between 1954 and 1956 as batman for 1st and 2nd World War General Sir Lashmar Gordon Whistler, Peter was diagnosed with glaucoma and macular degeneration at the age of 48. His sight has deteriorated ever since, and he can now see virtually nothing at all. He said, "At first, I was completely fed up when my sight went. I'd been an upholsterer and a keen cyclist my whole life, and suddenly that was all over. I didn't know what to do. Luckily, I found out about this charity through a friend and was quickly welcomed. I visited the centre in Brighton every week to get together with other blind veterans in the workshop. I was trained on equipment like magnifiers, which meant that I could use my limited sight to read the post and generally stay independent." Blind Veterans UK volunteer Chris says, "Peter is 86, which brings its own challenges. Add to that being blind, and you'd think hiking up Ben Nevis would be even more daunting, but not for Peter. The climb was hard going. Peter is more than fit enough to make the distance and the altitude, but sadly, his blindness, which is of normally little consideration when we're hiking together along the South Downs, showed our progress on this incredibly challenging terrain. It was quite the adventure, though. I cannot express how proud I am of this inspirational man who was determined to give it his best shot. He's my very dear friend. He made it to within a couple of miles of the summit despite the challenges that presented themselves at almost every step."